He said, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Welcome back to The James Show. I am James, and you're watching one of the best reaction channels on YouTube. If you're into creepy, mysterious, unexplained things, well, you are in the right place. Because today, I got a pretty good set of videos for you guys. But anyways, let's skip with all this. Let's go into the video. But before, subscribe with notifications on. Leave a like and tell your dogs, your cats, your mom, your dad, friends, your cousins, everyone, come over to the channel. Subscribe to the channel because we need a million subscribers. Anyways, let's get to it. Well, there's this crazy theory that things were giant in a distant past. There were maybe giants, there were giant trees and all that, right? So I was looking at this video. This is kind of crazy. Check this out. I'm not exactly sure where this is. Location isn't revealed. Check this out. This is a petrified mushroom. This is huge. Are you kidding me? This is huge. Wow, that's is that real? So a lot of people are talking about this video that's going viral, I think in Reddit, but this is something that I'm seeing here on Facebook, and this is particularly interesting. It doesn't look like it's drones. It's too high up in the sky. This is in Bogota, Colombia. Check this out. I thought it was Starlink, but it's not. Do you see how it has many different colors? Starlink doesn't look like that. It's like loads of people watching it. Look at that. Loads of people watching it. Look at that, you can even see it from a distance, for a certain distance. You can only see it when it zooms in. Some people are saying it's drones. Other people are saying that this could be some sort of phenomenon, but to me, this is either Starlink, but Starlink is not. It does not look like that. It's a little bit different. You got Starlink, you got a pattern. The lights usually look a little bit more distant from one another, and they do not have their look at that. It's changing colors, which is kind of weird, right? If I'm not mistaken, there's a point in the video, there's a certain moment in the video that it disappears. Yeah, let me check this out. The video is 2 minute long. There are more videos of this object, which makes me think that this is real. Look at that. So this is coming in from UFO Phenomenon on Facebook. This is a group on Facebook. Anyways, this is one heck of a video. What I find interesting about this video is that these are definitely not drones. Whatever this thing is, you can see it's further away in this particular moment of the video. And then just a little bit after, when the person pans the camera to the right, you can see that there are more objects, more luminous objects. And these objects seem closer and bigger. So whatever these things are, I have no idea. There's no information on the video, no location, nothing. If I find more information, I'll let you guys know. Look at that. A ton of them. Flying information. What's going on? Look at that. Wow. Wow, I can hear a chopper in the background, correct me if I'm wrong. Seems like there's something going on here. So this is in China, and a lot of people are saying that these are real robots, but I want to know from you guys, check this out. I think that the ones in the background are indeed robots. Not too sure about this one, for instance. Let's check this out. Yeah. You see that? Look at the legs. It's kind of hard to know, though. It could be that these are all robots, and we're very much closer to the fact that we're going to have AI robots pretty soon, which is kind of scary, at least to me. I don't know about you guys, but what do you think? I don't know if you guys watched Terminator, the movie, right? So I think this was on the first movie. He talks about Skynet, and it goes live on August 29th, 2024. This is in the movie, right? So tomorrow or today, maybe you're watching this video today, is August 29th, 2024. And this is what he says in the movie. Check this out.
It launches its missiles against the targets of Russia.
Why attack Russia?
Because Skynet knows that the Russian counterattack will eliminate its enemies over here.
So he's talking about Skynet. Oh my gosh, this makes so much sense right now. This is kind of totally scary and creepy at the same time, because I've watched this movie thousands of times, right? So he's a time traveler from the future and all that. He's trying to prevent Skynet from taking over and all that. And Skynet is basically AI at its best. And wow, I have no words for this, but this is going viral right now as of this moment on TikTok and many other social medias. A lot of people are talking about this date, August 29, 2024. What do you think? Could there be any truth to this, taking into consideration that there are so many hidden messages in movies, mainly in old movies? A couple of months ago, I posted a video of helicopters spraying what looked like mosquitoes, and I guess this was in the US and also in Spain or Mexico. I think it was Mexico. Anyways, we got this video coming in from Jesse Boo 620 in Florida. Check this out.
So, like 2 minutes ago, I hear the helicopter. You can, like, it's loud. Making that noise. And
what is that?
And I'm sitting outside, but I come out from underneath the pool area.
Look at that.
And I saw where I could see, and I see blue coming out from underneath it. And, you know, we're like thinking it's a flare or whatever. It's not a flare. And we watched it till it ran out. Like, he legitimately just kept spraying literally right above my house.
Yeah.
Chemical, whatever the heck it is. And
look at that.
And just flew off, just, you know, went about his business after it ran out.
This is super weird. Can anyone that knows better, because I have absolutely no idea what this is, right? And I'm not an expert on choppers. I'm not an expert on these blue things coming out of it. If you have any idea, leave a comment. What is it doing? Is it like killing mosquitoes? Is it killing bugs? Or is it something else entirely? Because there are a lot of theories, of course. Now let's take a look at comments. I live in Florida. I was told this is for the mosquitoes. Yeah, this is what I thought. I think it has something to do with controlling the mosquito population, right? This is what I would like to believe, at least.
Watch this. Brace yourself. Watch this.
So there's this guy, the Todd Gross Show. This is on TikTok. He's got a really interesting TikTok channel where he uploads videos of the stars, the moon. He's an astronomer, if I'm not mistaken. He's got a really interesting channel. And then someone sent him this video recently. Check this out.
And tell us, as amateur astronomers, we want to know what the heck that is.
What is that?
Courtesy of Dan Bush last night, Monday night, August 5th, going into the 6th, in Missouri. He's from Missouri Skies, and as reported on spaceweather.com, there's a mysterious object, and we do not know what that is. It's not a meteor. It is not, therefore, a shooting star. It is not a comet. Comets just hang in the sky and move very little night by night. This is a mysterious object that Dan Bush theorizes could be perhaps the polar orbiting satellite doing a fuel dump or something like that.
Yeah.
But to this minute, as of right now, nobody really knows what it is. Let's take a look at it again. Now, keep in mind, I do report on the meteor shower, and that's what he was doing last night. He was looking for Perseid meteors, and he was using this wide-angle view, watching the sky to see if there were any shooting stars. But instead, he saw this, and this was reported by others as well. This is just the best image that we have of it, the best video of it. Anyway,
This is crazy. I think I agree with him. It actually looks as if this is something dumping fuel or something else in the sky. Huh. What is it doing and what is it? If I'm not mistaken, there were other people leaving comments saying that this is possibly a Chinese satellite dumping fuel, something like that. But it's funny, there. I don't know. I've seen other videos of something really similar in other countries, in other periods of the year. So whatever's going on, either we have loads of satellites all over or there's something else in the sky. But I trust the amateur astronomers. I trust the independent sources of information. So I'm going to keep a lookout for this one. If you have any idea, leave a comment. This is super interesting. Alrighty, this is another video coming in from the same phenomenon in Bogota, Colombia. Once again, I do not think this is Starlink. This is coming in from Somos Han on TikTok. This is the same object we have just seen in another video. And if I'm not mistaken, in this particular video, it simply vanishes out of thin air. Check this out. Look at that. It's kind of curvy. Do you see that? That's not Starlink. Look at that. Oh my gosh. What? That is not Starlink. What? Wow. It's gone. Yep. What is going on here? What do you guys think? So this is coming in from Phil's Pixel. This guy has an interesting TikTok channel where he researches different topics. And this is one, to me at least, this is one of the most interesting topics there is to talk about right now. And I will dig deeper into this and try to find more information as usual. But for now, let's just take a look at what he has to say about these whale skeletons that were found in the Sahara Desert. You got it right. Whale skeletons, full on whale skeletons in the Sahara Desert. Check this out.
The Sahara Desert. And they don't really know how it got there. Well, they actually found more than one. As a matter of fact, close to 1,000 whale skeletons were uncovered
what?
In this part of the desert, first found in 1902.
No
another
way.
Perfect skeleton, almost fully intact, discovered as recently as 2016. Some claim it may be an indicator of a certain lost civilization that got swept by the sea. Because about 5,000 to 10,000 years ago, science shows the entire Sahara Desert was actually a luscious green oasis. And even hosted what would be the largest lake in the world, known as Lake Mega Chad. Yeah,
really. Mega Chad, you gotta be. No way. Is this a joke?
That's what it's called. And it was
really okay.
Deeper than any other lake on Earth. Except, last I checked, whales don't.
No,
really
they
live
do
in
not.
Lakes. Even the biggest lake.
No, they do not live in lakes. Nope. Nope.
The world, the Caspian Sea, which, yes, is called a sea, but it's technically considered the world's largest lake, has no whales. Oceans have whales. But
okay, so could have ever he goes on and explains his theory and a little bit what he thinks happened.
Is one of the least studied places on Earth due to its harsh climate and politically unstable regions. This area in particular has come to be known as Wadi al-Hitan, the Valley of the Whales, located in Egypt and may hold many other secrets that are going to take decades to uncover. But the real craziest part is that scientists claim this green Sahara 5,000 years ago was just the most recent out of over 200 green periods the desert's been through over the past couple million.
That's crazy. So you're, that's, yeah, crazy. Lost civilization. I know a person who talks a lot about that, and that would be Brian Forrester. I've done an interview with him that I have never published entirely, and I may actually publish it one day. But the thing is, Brian knows a lot about these lost civilizations. He has his theory, and he has a lot of information on why or what may have happened in the past. So this is a really big indicator that something did happen not too long ago. And tell me what you guys think. Leave a comment afterwards. Okay, so I've done a couple of videos on glitches in the Matrix, the simulation theory, Mandela effect, and all that. And then I came across this particular video, and that kind of rang a bell. I was like, check this out.
I'd like to talk about that. So in case anybody missed this, in 2022...
I did. I missed it.
...went to the people who literally proved that the universe is not locally real.
What?
I'm going to be reading excerpts from this article from the Scientific American.
What?
One of the more unsettling discoveries in the past half century is that the universe is not locally real. In this
context, oh my gosh.
Real means that objects have definite properties independent of observation, like an apple can be red even when it's not being observed. Local means that objects can be influenced only by their surroundings and that any influence cannot travel faster than light. Which the quantum physicists just proved that these things cannot both be true.
What?
Entanglement is real, so it violates this. Basically, entangled particles, no matter the distance, can instantaneously affect one another, faster than the speed of light. The evidence shows that objects are not...
Wait. So you are literally telling me that if we all start mentalizing a good place, all get together and start thinking about a world full of good things and a healthy future for this planet and all that, we can actually change reality. But I guess this is what John Lennon used to say, and maybe this is the reason he got taken down.
And they may also lack definite properties prior to measurement.
Right. I mean, like, wait. Imagine, right? Imagine. That's the name of the song. Crazy. Just thought about that.
Video game only rendering when you're using that part of it. Okay. Awesome.
In 2022, the Nobel Prize Committee honored experimental work on entanglement by three physicists. Scientific American. That's the article. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? So this has been... So people are studying this since 1949. So this is super deep. So this is supposed to be a picture that was taken by Colonel Remy Van Leerd in 1959. This is supposed to be a 50-foot snake. He was flying over Congo in Africa. And he states that the snake rose up to 10 feet to attack the helicopter while he was piloting. I have absolutely no idea if this is the real deal. There are two sides of the story. A lot of people think this is fake, that the photograph was doctored. And there are other people stating that a 50-foot snake isn't exactly that big compared to the anacondas that have been actually recorded nowadays. So this is the picture. I'm going to zoom in so you have an idea of the size of this. They're calling it a cryptid. So this is 1959 and this is in Congo. I mean, there are loads of stories of bizarre creatures in Congo. So there's this video. Take a look at this. This is supposed to be a 30-foot or 20-foot snake, something like that. It's huge. And, well, a lot of people are saying that if this snake exists, then it would make it kind of credible that maybe that picture is real. Not too sure, though. Look at that. That is massive. And that is not even the biggest snake or anaconda that I've heard about. Look at that. That is massive. Anyways, what do you guys think? Coming in from TAV Lima on Reddit community, a friend caught a cigar-shaped object on video. My friend filmed this yesterday around 3 p.m. local time. Although it seems to be mostly randomly floating, there is an interesting distortion that can be seen in one of the edges of the object. Let's check this out.
We kind of have like thorns and things. You see the
thing? It does?
Whoa.
Look at that.
Yeah, I can see there's something on its edge.
And it's really high.
It is apparently going the same direction as the wind. I just noticed that because of the tree. So it could be a balloon. Now I'm just saying this out loud because...
Where'd it go?
It didn't disappear, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
And there's like... How does something like that even fly?
I don't
air, hot air, I guess. Helium, maybe.
I feel like it's being blown around by the wind, though. I don't think it has any propulsion. No. But it does.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I don't think it has any propulsion. I think this could be a balloon, and that sometimes we jump into conclusions. But I want to know your thoughts, because there are loads of videos of cigar-shaped objects that are actually considered real, so I want to know your thoughts. Mandela Effect, Parallel Universe, let's jump into this.
Sorry that I haven't told many people, because frankly, I feel like everybody would think I'm crazy. When I was 16 years old, I went on a ski trip with my school. I live in Australia and snow is rare, so we had to go an 18-hour bus ride down south to the snow. I was with my friends, we're having a good time, we were excited to go snowboarding, but on only the second day of this trip, my entire life shifted. So because snowboarding, most of us school kids would go with the people who worked at this snow lodge, and we'd all snowboard as one big group down the slopes. Some of the courses were more easy, some of them were more difficult, really just depending on what sort of experience you had as a snowboarder. I had none, so I was snowboarding the person at the very back of this group. Everyone starts to turn around this big mountain. Because I'm 5 seconds behind everyone, I turn around the mountain 5 seconds later. Mind you, it's a super busy day on the snow, it's a beautiful sunny day, and there are people everywhere. And like, not just us school kids, like a lot of people. But when I turn around this big mountain, everyone is gone.
Everybody what?
Who was in front of me was gone.
No.
Everybody who was skiing or snowboarding behind me was gone.
Like, what?
People who were not in the group I was snowboarding with, other people behind me. So once I went around this mountain, they should have followed. I should have been able to see everybody in front of me, because after I turned this mountain, it was just a straight long slope down the hill. But I was dead alone. I am obviously instantly confused, shocked.
Well, I can understand.
I get my phone out to call my best friend who was on this ski trip.
Nah, you're not gonna.
I remember so distinctly, my phone was on like 75% charge. Like, it was charged. But as soon as I pressed this little circle to enter my phone, my whole screen went black and the no battery signal came up.
Oh.
The only way I could make sense of what happened is that.
Wait, just a second. It is possible that when you have your phone on a very cold day, the battery will drain really quick. That's just something I'd like to, you know, say, because I think it's important.
Everybody somehow just beat me to the bottom of this course, and everyone behind me somehow went past me without me realizing. I was just like grasping at straws. So I continued to just keep snowboarding down the hill.
But it's weird.
I just make it to the end. The thing is that there was no end. There was no end to this course, or whatever alternate reality course I had just jumped into. As I mentioned, I was not an experienced snowboarder, so I was trying my best to snowboard, but I kept falling over. I decided to just eventually give up, clip my snowboard off, and walk. I walked for like an hour.
What?
I was carrying this heavy snowboard. I was walking in snow. Walking in sand. And after what feels like...
I would be definitely... Now I would be freaking out if everybody just disappeared. I had no phone or signal. I guess this is exactly the time I would start freaking out.
I finally came to this what looked like an abandoned ski lift. It was really dingy and old and creaky and looked scary. I thought my best.
This is a creepy story.
Ski lift, so I could get up high and have a look around, hoping that maybe I'd find where the main area is. Because in the main area, there's like a bar and cafes and restaurants and whatever.
Yeah.
I thought if I can see that, I know which direction to walk in and I can just make my way over there before the sun sets. But when I get onto this ski lift, there's nothing but snow and trees. And obviously I was freaking out because it was sunset. Like, it was about to be
dark. My gosh.
And I was also thinking, how the fuck did this happen? Like, I was with a group of people in a busy area. And also because I was a child and a beginner at snowboarding, obviously they took us to a course that was super close to like the main area. The fact that I'm now on this single seater ski lift looking out 360 views and there's nothing.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know, what do you even do? And it was on that ski lift, I just broke down sobbing. Like, I genuinely
thought And
this ski lift just drops me off at nowhere, like no destination, no platform, nothing. The cabin that we were staying at, the way to get to this main area to go skiing and snowboarding in was that we had to catch a shuttle bus and then an underground subway. The sunset, it's dark.
Are you kidding me? How
scary it was.
Yeah.
When I say dark, I mean I couldn't barely see what was in front of
me. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
Torch on my phone to shine. Just as I was about to give up.
Look, it doesn't seem like she's lying. Just the way that she's talking about it and the way that she's so sure of what she's talking about, it doesn't seem like she's making this up, but I could be wrong. But this is one creepy story. Wow.
Down and accept what was going to happen. I saw like this glowing light in the distance. And what it led me to was like this glowing tunnel with a staircase leading down.
Are you kidding me?
And what led me to the bottom was an underground subway. How that was there, I don't know. Why it was there, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense for there to be a proper station there because I was in the middle of nowhere. But sure enough, the subway came and I jumped on it. And it took me to the shuttle buses and I took a shuttle bus back to the cabin. And when I walked into the cabin, all the school kids I was with, all the teachers that were there were all having like dinner together. And I was like, was no one looking for me? And everybody,
what?
Very nonchalantly, not in like even a rude way, were just like, oh, hey, Chloe, there you are. It was almost as if
they- Are you kidding me?
Filter and they weren't grasping the gravity of what I was trying to say. I don't know. The whole thing.
Wow, that is weird.
For the next few days, I stayed in the cabin. I refused to leave the cabin.
Yeah.
When I got home, things felt slightly off. I don't really know how to explain it, but for example, certain objects in my room were in like a different place. And it's not as if anybody in my family would have gone in and rearranged my room. It didn't feel like that's what happened. It felt as if that is where it belonged. But I knew that it was in a different spot before I left. Even just weird things like timing felt different.
Oh my gosh.
When I told my sister about this story a few years later, she said to me, there probably is a timeline out there where you did get lost in the snow and quantum jumped. And she said there's probably a timeline out there where...
Are you kidding me? That is super creepy. Well, there is a theory that in 2012... the world changed or shifted and we are all living in an alternate reality or even in a phantom kind of reality. And what's really weird is that the amount of stories of people that are saying that they feel as if or they have some sort of similar story to this girl where they jumped timelines. Just search this, I jumped timelines. You will find dozens of people talking about something really similar. What I would like to know is this. Are these stories happening with different people all over the world in the same period of time? This is one question I have. And the other question is, do you have a similar story? Have you ever heard anyone talk about this? Because this is super creepy. What I can say, my theory is, either she jumped timeline or she was taken to some sort of inner earth place and somehow she got out of there. But I want to know your thoughts. What do you think is going on here? This is super creepy. Anyways, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on. Tell your dogs, your cats, your mom, your dad, your cousins, your neighbors, everyone, come over to the channel, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you guys again.